If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the opposition preview ahead of the biggest game in the world this weekend. It is Liverpool, it is Manchester City, it is a top of the table Premier League clash. And for this one, I'm joined by Lawrence, or Boovy, as you'll probably know him as. Lawrence, thanks so much for joining us, mate. How are you feeling ahead of the weekend's game?
Mate, we were chatting just before we started recording. It's like, mate, the record is so bad. Even if it's 100-point seasons, even if it's in the Champions League with confidence going into these games at Anfield, we get smashed basically 95% of the time. Obviously, there's a win in 2021, I think it was. I think it was a COVID kind of win. 4-1, Phil Foden scored an unbelievable goal. There have been times where we should have beaten you 1-0. I remember the Riyad Mahrez miss at Anfield. But apart from that, the record at Anfield is so bad that I think you might just beat us.
What's the rivalry been like? Because I think the media are always trying to like big it up into some mad rivalry. And I think in football, in terms, it is a big rivalry. But in terms of for you, how's it been? Because I've hated Manchester City during this time. I really have, because I know how good they are. And it's like, oh God, can't you just drop off this season? Give us a free run at the title, like, you know what I mean? Because just this, every single week, having to think about Manchester City, it consumes me and I hate it.
Yeah, the rivalry is weird, isn't it? I've been to Anfield for City away games before a takeover. There were barely any security. It's the least policed game I've almost ever been to in my life. And even after the takeover, I think it's a sporting rivalry. It reminds me a little bit of like when you see Roger Federer and Nadal walking around and laughing and all that. And then on the court, they obviously hate each other. But off the court, it's not a cultural rivalry. It's just a sporting one, if that makes sense. I think you've got a cultural rivalry with Chelsea, for example, for obvious reasons, and for Man United. I think City-Liverpool is more of a sporting great rivalry. I think the two sides, that 2-1 with Leroy Sané scoring the winner, it is the highest standard football match ever seen in the Premier League. I really do believe that. Your work rate off the ball, the way Firmino scored that goal, obviously the Aguero finish past Van Dijk was incredible. I think it's just a sporting rivalry, first and foremost.
And so for you, when you've got up against Liverpool and, like, you know, in the titles that you've won, we've been sort of a point behind you or whatever. What's it felt like for a City fan?
Awful. Awful. The worst I've ever felt. I live in London, obviously, full time. And I was in a Liverpool pub in South London, very famous, like, Liverpool fan pub. And it was during the Champions League quarter final when we had a couple of offsides given against us. I think it's for Leroy Sané. And it was just the pressure of the atmosphere, the expectancy of Liverpool fans. It wasn't just, look, you can lose a game, you can lose to Crystal Palace next weekend, you can lose to Brentford, anyone could beat anyone in the league. But the way Liverpool smashed us in some of those games around 2018, the standard, the pressure, the atmosphere that you could feel through the TV at Liverpool was, honestly, it was out of this world. And when I was bantering Arsenal fans last season and saying how they bottled it, even though they probably led the Premier League title more than Liverpool ever did in the last 30 years, you know, 247 days, they were nowhere near that Liverpool side in terms of quality, in terms of work rate. That Liverpool side that came second with 97 points, you went on to win the Champions League that season, didn't you? We stopped you being, you know, double winners. You know, you would have been Centurion Premier League winners and Champions League winners, and potentially even more. That's how good that Liverpool side were. You know, it's not a joke.
No, absolutely. So we're on to Liverpool then, before we talk about City and get your sort of insight into them. How good do you think we are at the minute?
I think you've got the best mentality out of the three, because I think Arsenal are always going to have this emotional quality. They're young. They got absolutely slaughtered last season, as I said previously, for the 247 days, leading it and bottling it, in my opinion. And City's mentality is elite. It's world class. City are on for a treble. You're on for a quadruple. This is down to the managers that both of our clubs have, geniuses. The issue could be that in April, anything goes wrong, Rodri gets injured, then that dip is just because City have already been there, and maybe there's an element of fatigue, there's an element of apathy. I don't think that's true, but if there was anything that was ever going to happen to City, it might be related to, well, we've done it already. Whereas this Liverpool side are fighting 5% more because they're trying to impress this guy that's probably been a father figure around Liverpool for, you know, godlike figure around Liverpool for 6-7 years. You know, the likes of Conor Bradley coming through, they're Bobby Clark and all that, they're playing through their skin. I don't think you can... How can you get a City player to do the exact same mentality for City when you know that Guardiola is going to be there next season and it's going to be a fresh season? I think Liverpool have got this emotional quality that no other side in the league have.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.